April is National Poetry Month, and Public Radio 90 observes the occasion by presenting readings by poets from the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. Today we're going to hear poetry by current UP Poet Laureate Andrea Scarpino, a selection from a book-length poem just released on Red Hen Press called What the Willow Said as It Fell.
Before the day, sunrise over the lake, crow chatter, ash tree, you asleep next to me, dreamless, I know, because you never dream, hands at your face. I lie awake, say it, fibrocystic breasts, ovarian cysts, endometriosis, uterine fibroids, polyps, hot flashes, swollen hands, hips, migraine. I lie awake. Unopposed estrogen, progesterone, perimenopause, hypersensitivity, endocrine disruption, anxiety, unspecified signs and symptoms. And what of estrogen? How much is too much? And what of soy, radiation, plastics? 1,000 chemicals alter endocrine systems. Phthalates, bisphenol A, vinyl chloride, dioxin, parabens, styrene, PCB, benzene, flame retardants, DDT, atrazine, lindane, triclosan, cadmium, lead. Walking in a biochemical wilderness, women's bodies are reacting unpredictably. The Inuit, whose breast milk could qualify as hazardous waste. We are the sum of our DNA plus chemicals plus something else unspecified. Early puberty, stress, diet, age of pregnancy, breast density, exercise, father, mother, aunts, cancer, tumors, pain. I lie awake. Calculate specialists in state after state, sirens' song of a cure, birth control, progesterone cream, acetaminophen, ibuprofen, codeine, vitamin E, B vitamins, omega-3, flax seeds, Vitex, diuretics, cruciferous vegetables, iodine swabbed on thighs, bed rest, no soy, caffeine, dairy, carbohydrates, sugar, hard exercise, hot water bottles, bottles, ice, sports bra, packs of castor oil, cabbage leaves, lymphatic massage, acupuncture, biofeedback, TENS machine, meditation, maca root, yoga, glint of golden offering. And what of Hippocrates? Body will right itself, primum non nocere. And what of psychotherapy? Mother, part flesh, part metaphor, her child body asleep against the car door, and the door unlatched, opened, both hands in the gravel road. Grandmother grabbed her waist, her homemade dress, a yellow cotton flowering, and pulled her back inside. Another day, grandfather passed a truck with sheets of glass stacked vertically, rope tied, untied. Glass broke in waves over the car, cut her thighs, arms, blood in her hair, leather seat. And what of the heart? The arterial tree from the left heart branches to supply the body with blood. They opened his chest, his heart in their hands, pumping, no longer pumping. And what of skin set to flame? Dog in the road. Reflex, swerve, arms where her arms went to her face, burned to bone. 6 months in the hospital, grafts bathed with nutrients, antibiotics through ports in her feet. Skin grew back in darkened ropes. And what of the girl I loved? Hair like golden leaves, who wanted to die daily, cut her arms with knives, razor blades. Who once told me, you can't trust anyone in this house. They opened her skull, stapled it closed. And what of ribs picked clean, a canopy of bone, heart released from its cage? Up the hill, one long forelimb, black hoof. Spring doe starving, torn to its parts. Heart, skin, brain, part muscle, part metaphor, part pain. And what of the willow tree, 100 years beside the lake? Girls played in its long-armed cape, braided branches like hair. Mothers turned its switches into pain. Mallard ducks, mute swans, geese built nests with matted leaves. Night of the hurricane, my child body asleep. Sideways rain, lightning. One long, loud crack, and the willow split in two, one half in the lake, one half through the roof. Broken windows, plaster knacked from the walls. What the willow said as it fell. Take this body, make it whole. And I woke with a crown of leaf and limb, bark thickened skin, sap down my arms, salicin, aspirin. What is remembered in the body is well remembered. Mother's voice through my room's darkness, part crying out, part inhaled breath.
These National Poetry Month readings are a Public Radio 90 production, recorded and produced in the facilities of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm producer and host Stan Wright. Thanks for listening.